Down the Dunk Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the Down to Dunk Podcast. My name is Luke, and I'm here with Andrew and Alex Spears to talk about Thunder trades, y'all.
The draft is tomorrow, and nobody really has any idea what's going to happen, which is awesome. So the Thunder really need to upgrade their roster, and I don't know if there's guys in this draft that can upgrade their roster for next season. I don't know if there's guys that can play over Jeremy Lamb, Perry Jones, and guys like that, just because of their lack of experience. I like some of the guys in this draft. I like some of the guys that they could get at 21 and 29. But there are some trades out there for the Thunder. There are some ways for them to possibly get into the top 10, ways that people really aren't talking about, and I think a lot of it would involve Reggie Jackson. So, Alex, if you're the Thunder, would you trade Reggie Jackson to the Sacramento Kings for the 8th pick or to the Los Angeles Lakers for the 7th pick? We would have to take some salary back from Sacramento because they're over the cap, but we would be able to just give them Reggie and take back their pick. Would you be willing to do that, and would it make sense for the Thunder to do that?
I guess if there was someone that they just loved there, but who would you want? I don't think you could take one of those guards that high, like Stauskas or Barry Harris or Levine.
No.
So you're probably looking at like Julius Randle.
You could get Randle. What if Marcus Smart's there?
Ooh, I do like Marcus Smart.
I would do it. I think Marcus Smart is going to be awesome in the league.
Him and Westbrook would fight people. That would be really entertaining.
I told somebody the other day that him and Westbrook would be the most intimidating backcourt in the NBA.
Yeah, that kind of make up for the when they traded Eric Bledsoe to the Clippers.
Oh, I know. That was killer. And the pick that they used to get Kendrick Perkins. So it's almost like a double whammy there.
Yeah, I mean, I love Marcus Smart. He's probably one of my top three or four guys in this draft. He was number one on Kevin Pelton's rankings, the analytical rankings he does. I really do love him. I don't really understand the idea of him playing as a shooting guard.
I think that people are just kind of torn as to where he plays. But I think if you have him and Westbrook on the court together, I mean, defensively, they'll be the best in the league as far as a two-guard lineup.
The only thing I'd worry about there, I feel like there'd be a lot of bad threes being taken.
Yeah. But would you rather have Marcus Smart or Tabo Sefolosha taking threes?
Well, yeah.
I mean, it's an upgrade.
That is not fair.
His release is probably faster because I think Tabo might have the slowest release in the league for a guard. But I love that idea. I love Reggie Jackson. I would like to have him back on the team. I just don't know that he makes a ton of sense as a long-term starter next to Westbrook. And I don't know how long you can keep a guy who's that good on the bench.
Yeah, and I'm also – there's so many good point guards in this league that I hate the idea that they go into Reggie Jackson's free agency and give him like $8 million a year to be a backup.
Yeah.
Something just to keep him.
Yeah, I think you kind of flip him, and this has been said by tons of people, in the similar way that the San Antonio Spurs flip George Hill. Because George Hill, there was talk that the Spurs could trade Tony Parker and keep George Hill as their starter. Like that, those conversations happen. There's not that, obviously not that conversation going on here in Oklahoma City with Reggie and Westbrook, but it would be interesting. And I think that Reggie's kind of their big trade chip. I don't know that there's many other teams in the league that really like Jeremy Lamb that much.
Yeah, I don't know if Reggie Jackson would get it done. Because, I mean,
what if you did Reggie and the 21st pick to the Kings or to the Lakers?
Is Reggie Jackson that much better than Isaiah Thomas? I mean, I know he's taller, which is mm-hmm. the big deal, but it's not like he's a great defender.
No, he's not great. What about to the Lakers, though? The Lakers, they have, who do they have? Robert Sacre, Steve Nash, and Kobe Bryant on their roster, and that's it.
If you're them, wouldn't you just take Marcus Smart?
I mean, I would. But if you're the Lakers, can you wait on guys to develop with Kobe Bryant?
No, but I feel like Marcus Smart is one of those guys who could come right in.
I agree. I don't know that the Lakers accept that trade.
I think you'd have to include even more than Reggie Jackson in the pick. Because, I mean, some of the deals that are being floated out there, you know, if Embiid falls to Boston and they go into rebuild mode, there's the opportunity where they could trade Rondo for the 8th pick to Sacramento.
Yeah.
Which would make a lot more sense for Sacramento. Or even like Thad Young to the Lakers for the 7th pick or that MCW for the 7th. Mm-hmm. You know, something like that.
Do you think that Reggie, who would you rather have, Michael Carter Williams or Reggie Jackson?
I'd probably only choose MCW just because of his contract.
Yeah.
You're going to get him for a couple of years now on a really cheap deal, and he's taller. He has, you know, longer wingspan, and he projects as a better defender. I don't think either of them can shoot threes, but.
I don't know. Reggie at that point is a much more proven player. Even though Michael Carter Williams has a little bit of momentum with his Rookie of the Year, which it really isn't that great of an accomplishment when you look at the rookie class. I don't know. I guess I kind of have an inflated view of Reggie Jackson because I've seen him play all year. I don't know what the rest of the league thinks about him.
Yeah, there's so many good point guards. I mean, people are talking, I hear this all the time, like every team who has a good backup point guard thinks their backup point guard could be a starting guard somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Like you saw it with San Antonio, like their fans are convinced Patty Mills is like a starting point guard in this league.
Yeah.
And I just don't think a lot of these guys are starting point guards. I think they're good backups, and there's so many good guards in this league. I mean, you know, Utah is even like considering like taking a point guard because they're not sold on Trey Burke. I feel like a lot of people would be into Trey Burke. Isaiah Thomas is a guard who's out there who you can probably get from the Kings really easily. I just don't think it's a position of need in the league for most teams.
So everybody's obsessed with Aaron Aflalo. Like this guy is apparently one of the best players ever. Would the Thunder have to have him?
He was on your fantasy team, didn't you? You knew how good he was.
He was great. He was putting up stats on a bad team. I don't know how. I mean, there was really nobody else to put up stats on that team, though. Is kind of my worry. So, ways to get him on the Thunder team. Here's a trade. The Thunder trade Kendrick Perkins and Jeremy Lamb, and the number 21 and 29 pick. To the Magic for Aaron Aflalo and Jason Maxiell.
Okay.
I mean, you have to. I mean, the Maxiell and the Perkins are only because you have to have the money.
Yeah. See, I feel like that's an instance where, like, I don't know what else you'd have to add in, but where like a Reggie Jackson for a Aflalo swap would make more sense because they're a team that could actually use Reggie Jackson.
Right. What if Exum slips to them though?
At 4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely think they would take him.
And they wouldn't need Reggie. I don't know that the Thunder have the pieces. Like I've gone over this a lot of times in my head about Aaron Aflalo. I just don't know that the Thunder have the pieces that make a lot of sense. Because why in the world would Orlando want the 21 and 29?
Yeah, I'm not really into late round picks. It's like what I'm hearing. Did you see the new thing that just came up where the Heat are trying to trade up for Napier?
I did not see that.
Yeah, so they're trying to get Shabazz Napier from UConn because apparently LeBron really likes him, and Pat Riley likes him, but all they have to trade is the 26th pick, Norris Cole, and like a future first.
Yeah. I don't even like Napier that much.
Yeah, I mean, he's already 20, he's almost 23 years old. He's only 6'1". He would probably be decent on a team like Miami.
Yeah.
Where he doesn't have to do as much. But yeah, for some of these other teams, I don't know if he's a starting point guard.
Yeah, I don't like him that much. If let's say that the Magic do get Vonleh and Exum's gone, then I do think that that kind of opens up a trade for Reggie Jackson to the Magic for Aflalo. It's interesting. I think that would be really the only thing that makes sense for Orlando. And a lot of, I mean, you have to think of it from Orlando's point of view. Would they really want Jeremy Lamb and some late first round picks for this guy? I don't think so. I don't think it makes a lot of sense. I don't think Jeremy Lamb makes a lot of sense for them. When you have Oladipo and then you have another guard, I don't think Jeremy Lamb makes a ton of sense for them. I don't even know if anybody really likes him. A lot of people mentioned trading Tibor Pleiss to them because their GM was in Oklahoma City and really liked him.
Uh-huh.
That seems kind of dumb.
Like for what?
Like him as like...
Like a piece?
Yeah, give them some picks, Perkins, and Tibor Pleiss. It's like, why in the world would Orlando do that? Like I don't get that at all. I've heard that from some people, from some reporters in Oklahoma City. I'm like that. If you're the Thunder, yeah, you do that every day. But if you're Orlando, why? How does that fit into your plans?
Yeah, until I see the Thunder make a trade again, like on the scale of the Jeff Green Perkins trade, I just don't see them doing it. They've disappointed me every offseason. I always get excited and convince myself they're going to make a trade, and they never do. And they usually just end up keeping their picks and keep this like long-term view of developing young guys. And, you know, for the most part, it's worked out. But they definitely are in a position where their bench needs something, and I don't know if another young guy is the answer.
I don't think it is. Unless you can get into the top 10.
Yeah. But even in that case, like there has to be someone that they really like.
I think that Julius Randle would also be a really interesting fit.
Yeah, that'd be fun because then you could do the small ball lineup with Ibaka at the five, and you'd actually have someone down low who could have a post game.
Yeah, and you don't have to push Durant down to the four, which has worked in stretches. But I think that Randle would be a really nice fit down there. And probably, I mean, a guy who'd be coming off the bench for sure. But if you have a guy that could come off the bench and potentially be like a 2010 type guy, and then, you know, maybe you have to trade him like you did Harden because you can't afford him when his contract's up. But still, I think that would be really interesting if they could get Randle and then go get a point guard in free agency that's cheap. Because like you said, there's tons of point guards out there. And you can get a guy who's a quality backup for pretty cheap. So I think it'd be interesting to get into the top 10. I seriously doubt that they'll be able to do it unless they're willing to trade Reggie and their picks. But I don't know. We'll see. I do think that Press is going to make some sort of move. I don't know what it is.
What do you think about trading straight up for Thad Young?
Trading who?
Like someone like Reggie or doing like picks. I feel like that is an instance where you could maybe get him for those two late round picks.
Yeah, and Jeremy Lamb actually makes a lot of sense for them.
Yeah, that's true.
Because they don't have a shooting guard. They don't have a guy to fill that spot unless they take that guy at 10.
Yeah. Because I really like Thad Young. And I just found out today he's only 25, which I did not realize.
He's super young.
And he's on a decent deal. He's only got 2 years left on it.
Is it 2 years at like 9?
Yeah, it's right around there. And he last year he kind of started working on his three again. He had like stopped for a year,
mm-hmm.
and he started shooting threes again. I just really like the idea of him and Ibaka in a small ball lineup, especially if you can get him really cheap.
I like that too. The problem there is that you're going to have to talk them into taking Perkins.
Yeah.
I mean, Perk has only got a year left. I mean, which, you know, Perk is the most tradable that he's been since he's been in Oklahoma City now. But he only has a year left on his deal. And you know, maybe he would, you know, maybe the GM for the Sixers would say, yeah, I'll do that deal if you give me a first-round pick. And he's just collecting more assets at that point. Because, I mean, they've made him pretty available.
Yeah, it seems like you can, if you want him, you can get him.
So I think Jeremy Lamb and Perkins for Thad Young probably makes a lot of sense for both teams.
Yeah, I would really like that, because at least then you're getting a proven veteran who's, you know, been on bad teams, and you would think he'd be really pumped to come to a situation like Oklahoma City.
I love Thad Young. I think that would be an awesome trade for the Thunder. I don't know. I've just heard that the Thunder love Jeremy Lamb and that they really don't want to give him up, which I can understand. I mean, he's a young shooting guard, and that's a position that's hard to find anybody that's any good. I just don't know that if he's going to be any good himself.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting. I do think the Thunder make a trade. I think they need to go get a player like a Thad Young, like an Aaron Aflalo, that can play now, that fits with this team. And there's guys available. Aflalo and Thad Young are out there, and they're mentioned in so many trade rumors that I don't think either team could not trade them this offseason. And I think that those guys will be wearing different uniforms next season. It's just we just don't really know if Presti's going to be that aggressive and go get those guys, because he's going to have to give up one of his assets that he really, really likes. And my inkling has been that he's going to give up Reggie Jackson because he doesn't want to have to pay him. But then you're paying all. You're going to be paying an already proven guy in Thad Young or in Aaron Aflalo. And them as backups or even slipping into a starting role makes a lot more sense to me than Reggie Jackson starting on this team, which is what he said he wants to do. So the Thunder have options. I don't know. A lot of people think that these two late first-round picks have a ton of value. I'd be shocked to see those be the thing that gets them a player. Unless you really love Shumpert. I don't love Shumpert. I don't know that there's a ton of distance between him and Tavo Cefalosha, just because they're both good defenders and they both really can't shoot. I think Shumpert has a higher ceiling, obviously, than Cefalosha does, but he doesn't make me feel much, much better about this team does than last year. But
yeah, I went on a Basketball Reference and did a career comparison of those two guys.
Mm-hmm.
Cefalosha and Shumpert, and I was surprised at how similar they were.
They're very similar.
Yeah, like neither of them can shoot. Mm-hmm. Shumpert's probably a lot better facilitator.
Yes.
He's not as much of a black hole as Cefalosha.
He can actually handle the ball too, which is
And he's difference. Much more willing to shoot, which is nice.
Yeah. You mean you don't like the pump fake two dribbles in brick shot?
Nope, not a fan. those late round picks, the only way I can see them becoming that valuable is if someone drops, like someone like Dario Saric drops.
Yeah.
And maybe someone really wants to get him, because obviously he would be a huge value at 21. I mean, we know he's going to be in Europe for another 2 years,
mm-hmm.
but at 21, there might be a team who wants to move up and get him.
If he drops 21, the Thunder better keep him.
Yeah, you would think they would.
Because, I mean, that way you stash a guy, you get somebody in free agency, and then when Perkins and Collison are both gone, you bring over Saric, who is really going to be more of a veteran at that point in time than a guy coming in playing as a rookie. You know, he'll look like Rudy Fernandez was able to come in and play right away because he played in Europe forever. I think that Saric will be the same.
Yeah. Now, what about...
I hate that he went back to Europe.
I know, that was a bummer.
Makes me super miffed.
What do you think about Jusuf Nurkić?
I
Because Draft Express has him as like the number six prospect.
They love him.
Yeah, they do.
And then you look at other, like CBS doesn't really like him all that much. ESPN doesn't like him all that much either. But Draft Express loves him. And Draft Express, I kind of trust those guys because they're over in Europe a lot.
Right.
I mean, he kind of projects to be a Pekovic type player.
Yeah.
And if you could bring over, I mean, if he's there at 29, I think that you have to take him.
Yeah, and maybe if he drops, like right now, Draft Express has him going 12 to the Magic, but
that's high.
If he drops into the like late teens, I could potentially see them moving up.
Yeah.
Especially if they're planning some trade with Perkins.
Mm-hmm.
Because then you're stuck with Adams and Fabi as your man.
Is he going to come over?
Yeah, I think so.
Oh.
Well, I haven't heard anything that he won't.
If he comes over this year, I think that he would be great. I think he would be a great, him and Adams kind of learning to play.
And it's not like he's a super young guy. He'll be 20 pretty soon. So he's not one of these like 18-year-olds where he's, I mean, I think he'll be able to play right away.
Yeah, I've heard lots of good things about him. I would like a guy like that. He's not super athletic, so he's kind of the anti-Adams. He's a guy who seems to have a ton of touch around the rim and actually have an offensive game, but he's a little more grounded than any of the bigs that Presti has seemed to like. But I've heard great things, and I would like a roll of the dice with a guy like that. So Kevin Love's on the market.
He is.
I want you to play Flip Saunders, and I'm going to call you.
Do you want me to be Coach Flip Saunders or GM Flip Saunders?
You're going
to
be GM Flip Saunders.
Okay.
And Coach Flip Saunders.
Well, I'm going to have to consult with Coach Flip Saunders.
Okay. So, for your first call. Ring, ring, ring.
I'm going to put it on hold.
Okay.
Before we get started, can we agree that Flip Saunders seems to be wanting like veterans or at least proven commodities, which I don't agree with?
Oh yeah,
I'd like to say it up front. I know it's hard because they haven't been to the playoffs in 10 years and they were like 28th in attendance, and
yeah,
it looks like they could go through another rebuilding phase. But I don't think anyone they're going to get is going to make them a playoff team in the West.
Oh, no. No way.
So, okay, go ahead.
Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, GM Flip Saunders speaking.
Hello, this is Daryl Morey calling from the Houston Rock. What's up? What's up, man?
Are we going to do full phone conversations?
Yes.
Please.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Please. Please.
No, I cannot do that.
Hey, so Kevin Love, he's on the table, right? You've made that pretty clear. Okay, here's the guys that I would like to give you for Kevin Love. Omer Asik, who is one of the best centers in the league.
Okay.
Terrence Jones, who is, I mean, honestly, this guy could start for a lot of teams at the power forward. Donatas Montayunas, his nickname is Donuts. That's cool. And Isaiah Cannon, who could be easily your backup point guard for Ricky Rubio. All that package for Kevin Love.
Would you be willing to... I don't want Donuts. I don't want Isaiah Cannon. I can't do this deal with the Rockets unless I'm getting Chandler Parsons back.
I'm hanging up.
That's...
See you at the draft.
Was that it?
That's it. That's the conversation. Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, this is GM Flip Saunders speaking.
Hey, it's Ryan McDonough from the Suns.
Oh, hey, Ryan.
So, Flip, here's the deal. We want Kevin Love on our team, and we're willing to give up our number 14 pick, Alex Len, the top 5 pick in the draft. He's had a really, you know, he didn't play much for us, but honestly, this guy could be one of the best players at his position. Archie Goodwin, who is a shooting guard.
Okay.
And the most improved player in the league, guy who should have been an all-star, Goran Dragic.
For some reason, I thought you were about to say Markeith Morris.
Markeith. Well,
because you said most improved, but then I forgot that Gorin actually won.
See, here's the deal. I can't give up one of the twins because then they lose their powers.
Right, right, right. That makes sense.
And I'm not giving you both.
I like Dragic. The reason I like Dragic is because we've already seen off the ball.
Yes.
He's a decent shooter. He can shoot it from three. He's another ball handler in the backcourt with Ricky Rubio. That actually excites me. Archie Goodwin, don't really care about. I watched a cool video of Jeff Hornacek teaching him how to shoot a basketball, which I thought was neat.
He learned how to do it.
Wait, who was the other guy? Alex Len.
Alex Len, yeah. He's a future building block for you.
I would rather do Dragic and two of their first round picks this year.
Which one?
14 and 18.
14 and 18?
Yeah.
Done deal. But you're going to have to take back some other salary.
Don't you kind of like that though?
I do like that. I like it for both teams.
Like I don't know.
Honestly, if the Warrior or the Timberwolves want to win now, I think that Dragic next to Rubio makes a lot of sense. And then you still have Pekovic, who's good.
Yeah, he does more for me than Klay Thompson.
Oh yeah, without a doubt.
Yeah, I'm not okay.
So we made a trade. Let's do another one. Okay. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello, Flip Saunders.
It's Masai Ujiri.
Oh.
Brooklyn.
says that all the time now.
I had to get that out of the way. Okay. So we want Kevin Love on the Toronto Raptors. We've got some assets that I think that you'll be really intrigued with.
Oh, okay. Let's hear him.
First of all, the assets that I do have low salaries, so you're going to have to take Landry Fields, which is, I know, we don't want him either.
Have you seen his girlfriend?
No.
She's fine.
Well, never mind. Landry Fields is off the table. No, Landry Fields.
Okay.
Jonas Valanciunas and Terrence Ross for Kevin Love.
Oh, my. Yeah, I'd do that in a second.
Done deal.
Yeah, game over, flip.
And then the Raptors, like, you could start Amir Johnson and Kevin Love.
Right.
And you re-sign Kyle Lowry, and you have DeMar DeRozan. Like, that's a good team in the East.
Yeah, I don't think they'd do that without have to get some kind of agreement from Love that he would at least opt in for the next 2 years.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the whole problem with that.
Guys, I can confirm that Landry Fields' girlfriend is way hot.
Yeah, there was a post on Reddit of which NBA player has the hottest girlfriend or wife, and that was when I learned about her.
Wow.
My favorite comment though was somebody said Jeremy Lin's girlfriend, and I clicked on it, and it was a picture of Chandler Parsons with his shirt off.
That's awesome. Ring, 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 ring.
I don't think I ever hung up with Masai.
Ring, ring.
Whoa.
Hey. Hey, Flip. It's Sam Presti.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You got a lot of balls calling me Sam Presti.
Here's the deal.
You dropped Kevin Martin on me.
We were not going to talk about that. Anyways, here's the deal. Let me try to talk you into this, because you really need to blow up your team.
I feel like you're stereotyping Presti as a nerd right now.
What?
Go ahead.
Anyways, you really need to blow up your team. I'm not trying. I'm just giving you the facts here. You're not going to make the playoffs with the team that you have. You trade Kevin Love, you really think you're going to make the playoffs? You're not. So you need to blow up your team. The first move is you trade Kevin Love for a lot of young guys and future assets. So here's the trade that I have for you today. You're going to have to take back Kendrick Perkins. which is just a year.
He's great deal.
Great locker room guy. A guy that we honestly don't want to give up because we love him so much because of all his intangibles. But anyways, we're going to give you Kendrick Perkins, Jeremy Lamb, Steven Adams, Perry Jones, and the 21st and the 29th pick in the draft. This gives you several young building blocks. And then we can take Kevin Love and we will kick everyone's forever.
No, that is an awful deal.
You're not hearing me.
I don't think you're hearing me, Samuel.
Okay, hold on. Let me say this. What if I put Reggie Jackson in instead of Jeremy Lamb? So you get Reggie Jackson, Steven Adams, Perry Jones, and two first rounders.
So you're telling me I could basically get the Timberwolves the vaunted Oklahoma City bench.
Yes.
That was so good in the playoffs for a top 10 player.
They're young guys, man. They're young guys. Still developing.
Unless you're including Ibaka, I'm passing on that.
Oh, you don't want Ibaka. He is injury prone.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You can't do that.
I know you can't do that. I just don't like the idea of trading Ibaka for a guy who doesn't play a lot of defense.
And I think the contract thing is a big deal because you're going to end up having to pay Love, you know, at least like $18 million.
Oh, yeah.
And Ibaka's deal at $12 million looks so good now.
Oh, it's incredible.
Yeah.
It's one of the best contracts in the league for sure.
Yeah, that's such a good value. So.
Yeah, I agree. It doesn't make a ton of sense.
Yeah, but it would be fun.
But just dream a little bit about a lineup that includes Kevin Love next to Ibaka.
Plus, you'd think that would help keep Westbrook, because then they'd be best buds.
If they were able to like sign that team and Clay Bennett was like, yeah, we'll pay whatever we have to pay for the luxury tax for this team, they would be incredible.
Yeah, that would be fun.
I just don't know that there's a package that doesn't include Ibaka that works for the Timberwolves. I mean, if it does, then great, but it shouldn't work for the Timberwolves.
It definitely shouldn't. The Kings just officially extended the qualifying offer to Isaiah Thomas.
Oh, they did?
Yeah.
There's probably a deal that they wouldn't match, though, you'd think.
Yeah.
Like if the Lakers... I say the Lakers came out and said we'll take him for 4 years, $40 million.
Yeah,
I don't think that you could. If you're the Kings, you could match that. But
and they can still trade him. But
that's true. It makes it hard to trade him after you send the qualifying offer, though.
And also, Dario Saric just confirmed that he'll be coming. He'll be playing two more seasons in Europe and then coming over.
Well, his draft stock is dropping like crazy.
Yeah, I would love to get him.
That'd be awesome. Predictions for Thursday? Any like bold predictions as far as trades, Thunder or non-Thunder?
I think Thaddeus Young will be gone on Thursday. I think the Sixers will be involved in at least two draft day trades.
Oh dang! Yeah, they're bold.
They're really bold. They're bold and spicy.
They traded Spencer Hawes. They're bold.
Did you see that thing with Evan Turner?
Yeah, where he ran out of gas.
Yeah.
That is awesome.
Yeah, I saw somebody comment that he said, how are you going to leave the Sixers and you still can't avoid the tank?
Is anybody going to sign Evan Turner for anything above the minimum? I mean, I guess they will, but they shouldn't.
When he was on the Sixers, I was like convinced that the Bobcats were going to be the team that like way overpaid him.
Yeah.
And gave Milani something. But now that he went to the Pacers, I honestly don't know where he will go. Like, all I know is that whatever team he goes to will be a dumb team.
Yeah.
But I don't know which team it's going to be.
I don't know. All I know about Evan Turner is that he sucks and he sounds like he has a bubble in his throat.
Two great reasons. Did you see the thing about Zach Randolph?
Yeah. So Zach Randolph is thinking about opting out of his deal and becoming a free agent. What good does that do for him? Who would sign him?
I don't know. What about the Lakers?
I thought about that. Because they could give him they can give really anybody a 2-year deal worth whatever, you know?
Yeah.
Like if they give him a 2-year, $33 million deal.
Oh, that's pricey.
But that gets him away. He would leave Memphis because Memphis isn't giving him that.
What about, I guess the Clippers probably don't have any room.
No, he'd have to take a mid-level deal.
Yeah.
And he played for the Clippers before.
I know, but it's a new era.
New era. I love Z-Bo.
Do you want to talk about, can I throw out some of these trades for the number one?
Yes.
And you tell me which you like, which you don't like?
Yes.
So the first one that we heard was the Philly one. So that was I think it was Thad Young and the third for the first. So the idea there would be that you could plug in Thad Young right off the bat, and if Cleveland really does like Embiid, well, now they can just move down to three and still get him.
Mm-hmm.
So I kind of like that deal, but apparently Cleveland did not.
I like that deal if Embiid checks out.
Yeah.
If Embiid doesn't check out and you're like going to take somebody else other than Wiggins or Parker, I wouldn't do it.
Yeah, that makes sense. Then the next one was from the Jazz, which was the number 5, Derek Favors, and potentially Alec Burks for the number 1. That's interesting as well.
I don't like Derek Favors. I don't think he's very good.
Yeah, but he's better than any big man on the Cavs.
That's true, but is he going to be better than Andrew Wiggins or Jabari Parker?
Probably not.
That's the whole deal. Like, if you have the number 1 pick and you can get one of those two guys, I say you just take them because I think that both those guys are going to be all-stars and potentially superstars. And if you're trading down just to get more guys, an all-star and a superstar, it's a much more difficult thing to get.
Yeah. And then the one that came out yesterday, which is probably the most interesting, is Orlando. It's the 4, number 4 pick, number 12 pick, and Aaron Aflalo for the number 1.
I think that's the most enticing.
I thought that too. And then I started reading some comments from Cavs fans, and what their worry is that, you know, going into this draft, the Cavs either need a rim protector or a small forward.
Yeah.
And there's the chance that Philly still takes Embiid at 3, and so at 4, now they're stuck with taking another power forward like Vonley or taking a guard like Smart or Exum.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the 12th pick, it's going to be all guards there as well.
I think you can play Exum next to Irving.
I think you can too, but then you have... So now you have Kyrie, Jarrett Jack, Dante Exum, Aaron Aflalo, and Dion Waiters.
Yeah. It doesn't seem to work.
It seems a little risky, but maybe it's something... Well, I guess they can't wait because they would need to know who the Orlando would want with the number 1 pick.
Can you just include Dion Waiters in that deal and just get him away?
I guess, but do you still do that if you're Cleveland?
I do. I don't like Dion Waiters.
Oh, why not? You don't like the fact that he just like vanished from his team?
He's pretty much. Week? What's the difference between Dion Waiters and Marshawn Brooks?
Actually, the big difference is that Waiters is freed and Marshawn is locked up on the bench.
That's the only difference, I feel like.
Not getting those PT.
I don't know that there's a huge difference between those two guys. Very talented scorers, but don't do much of anything else.
Yeah, apparently there's some teams that are still like really high on Waiters, though.
Obviously he could still develop, and he could be way better than Marshawn Brooks, and maybe that was a really mean thing to say. I don't know. But I don't think that much of Dion Waiters.
Yeah. Now, the other idea I had for that was, let's say Embiid is taken. At 4, why not go with Aaron Gordon? Because he could play starting small forward for you right off the bat. He doesn't need the ball. He brings the defense that you need on that team. And then you can, you know, figure out what you want to do at 12. I don't know. I still probably take Wiggins at 1, though.
Yeah, I would just go ahead and take Wiggins. Like, really, any of these trades? Like, Aaron Gordon shot 40% from the free throw line in college.
Yeah.
Like, that's pretty bad.
It is.
I worry about Gordon. I think that he's a good basketball player. I think that he does everything well but shoot. And there's just really not a lot of those guys that really work out that just can't shoot. I mean, you have to be an otherworldly defender to be able to stay on the floor, like a Tony Allen type guy. But I think if Gordon could play power forward and he wasn't expected to shoot as much and he could just kind of be a cleanup guy, I think that would be a good spot for him.
The thing I worry about him is the same thing. It's like, are we seeing another MKG?
Yeah.
Because, you know, coming into that draft, everyone was like, this guy is such a huge motor. He's so coachable. Like, he's going to – you'll be able to plug him in right away, and he'll be able to get all these loose balls and rebounds. And, like, we all knew what his weakness was, and it's still his weakness.
Yeah.
And nothing's changed.
And is a team like the Cavs going to develop him?
Right. And it's like now he's losing minutes to, like, Jeffrey Taylor or something.
Yeah. I think that Gordon's got to go to the right situation.
Yeah, and it needs to be a team that already has some scores. Like, I would like him on Sacramento.
He makes a lot of sense for Sacramento. You know they were the only team in the league that had 3 20-point scorers last year?
Speaking of that, not 20-point, but what did you think of the Josh Smith rumors yesterday?
Oh, my gosh, I was so excited.
That would have been so – I actually kind of liked it.
What was it?
It was basically – Detroit would be shedding Josh Smith's contract and they get back Jason Thompson and Derek Williams, which they'd just be getting them to, you know, have something back.
Yeah.
Just to match the deals. But man, that would be really fun.
That would be my league. I would get league pass, the 5-team league pass, and they would be one of my teams. They'd be the first team chosen.
And then I was thinking if they did the Rondo for 8.
Yeah.
Which they could still do in that scenario. Just having Josh Smith and DMC, like, those are two above-average passers for their positions.
They're talented players.
They are. I really like Josh Smith.
Josh Smith is very, very talented.
I mean, he's probably overpaid at this point.
But if he can play full-time at power forward and isn't expected to play the 3.
Yeah.
Like, he makes sense as a power forward. He's a very good power forward. That team would either be, they could be awesome, or they could just be the laughing stock of the league.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, they would be the most intriguing team. I mean, if you have Rondo, I guess Ben McLemore would still be on the team.
Yeah.
And then Gay, Smith, and Boogie.
That's fun.
That'd be awesome.
Did you watch that Grantland video of the Kings?
No.
Have you heard about how they're outsourcing their draft?
Oh, yeah. I've heard about that. I haven't seen the Grantland thing, though.
You should watch it. They go through like the 9 guys that they picked out of like 1,000 submissions.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really cool. They have like these like conference meetings where it's like Chris Mullen and Pete D'Alessandro and some of their other guys. And they're talking to these guys on Skype who they all look like they're like college age guys, you know?
Yeah.
And they're just asking for their opinions on all these different players. And then they're apparently going to invite 4 of them into their actual war room.
Oh, my gosh. That would be so cool.
And, like, all these guys are, like, MIT, like, grads or they're currently at MIT. And they all have their, like, all these models they've created.
That's very interesting. Because you get people who are, like, seriously motivated to, like, you know, figure this out.
Yeah.
Along with your guys who are being paid to do it and probably do a good job. That's a really interesting way to do it, and it draws attention to the Kings, who the only thing that draws attention to them is Boogie being dumb at this point.
Yeah. And they're really open in the video about what they're thinking. Like, they talk about, like, what's the value of the number 8 pick historically, and is it worth taking a player? And if we do take a player, should we get someone who just has a lot of upside, or should we trade it? They're in a really interesting position because I like a lot of their pieces, and they were already kind of fun last year. And I think if they got someone like Josh Smith, They could be like an eighth seed.
I think that's really optimistic.
Oh, I know it is, especially in the West, but
I do too. I think that they would be a great 2K team.
Ooh, that too.
I mean, that would probably be my 2K team.
I wouldn't even have to do the fantasy draft on 2K.
No. They are kind of a fantasy. They would be like a fantasy team at that point.
They would be.
It would be awesome. Well, the draft's tomorrow. I think that there are going to be a ton of trades. I think there could, you know, I think before the top 10's over, I think there could be, you know, 3 to 5 trades. I think there's going to be a lot of teams that are trying to move out to get talent, and then a lot of teams that are trying to move into the top 10 because they love all these players. It's going to be really fun. Follow us at DTD Podcast. You can listen to all our podcasts at downtodunk.com. You can also find us at welcometoloudcity.com. Please leave us a review on iTunes. If you have been listening to us and you haven't done that yet, 5-star review. Thanks for listening, and enjoy the draft.